Located at the back of the Aurelian Wall and in between two famous ancient roads, the Via Latina and the Appian Way, the Caffarella Valley was the backdrop to myths and legends, possibly suggested by the soft hills, which make it a natural boundary, and by the presence of the Almone River, a small tributary of the Tiber that was held sacred by the Romans. Over the centuries, the valley became the property of several noble Roman families that embellished it with villas, temples, and tombs. However, the rural character of the valley did not change when the Roman Empire collapsed, and the first watchtowers were built to protect landed estates, farmsteads, and mills. Reunited in the 16th century by the Caffarelli, hence its name, the valley passed first into the hands of the Pallavicini and then of the Torlonia, still maintaining the typical Roman countryside features cherished by so many artists. After the Second World War, relentless urban development was on the point to put an end to this millenarian history, radically changing the valley's nature with the construction of various types of buildings. Thanks to the battle fought by town planners, intellectuals and environmentalists, the most important among them being Antonio Cederna, the valley was only marginally affected. At the end of the 1990s, the valley became part of the wider system of the regional park of the Appian Way, and on the occasion of the year 2000 Jubilee, the first 132 hectares which had been expropriated were rehabilitated and open to the public. Today, most of the public land is managed by the park authorities. Once you pass the Casale Ex Mulino, which we shall visit at the end of our tour, turn left at the junction and enter Via della Caffarella. To your left, you will find an educational vegetable garden, while further on, you will see a reconstructed Roman countryside pen, a structure used by shepherds until the beginning of the 19th century. Once you cross the Almone River, you will find yourself before the Casale Vaccareccia, with its ruined, albeit majestic, appearance. To better appreciate its structure, you are advised to go downhill towards the drinking trough and sit for a while on the boundary wall.